We're visiting with State Senator Chapin Rose here at the Farm Progress Show. Chapin, I know with the Farm Progress Show basically being in your backyard, this is huge for your district.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. And I am very proud that the show is in the 51st Senate District. We want to welcome all of our visitors from around the world. I want to say a big thanks to all the volunteers. These are not easy to put on, and they get all the credit. I mean, my gosh, but it's a great economic impact here, and we just hope everybody has a great time and enjoys their time here in Macon County.
Now, I know before we started this interview, there was a particular topic regarding Farm Progress you wanted to discuss. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so today, very excited to be here talking about the University of Illinois has announced the opening date for its Illinois Integrated Bioprocessing Research Center. It's going to be open in June of next year. This is something I've been working on. The legislature was helped secure the funding for in the legislature. And the IBRL will support, in Urbana, will support everything going on here in Decatur. And so there's this opportunity in bioprocessing that simply take it. People think that's ethanol. It's not. It has nothing to do with ethanol. It's actually taking petroleum-based plastics and converting them to corn and bean-based plastics. So anything from pop bottles to high-grade medical plastics can be made from corn and beans. It's great for the environment, but for us here, it's a huge economic growth opportunity. There's going to be $10 billion internationally in this. You know, tens of thousands of potential jobs internationally. They're not all coming here, but when you look at bioprocessing, there's only about four places in the world you can do this. One of them is here in the Midwest, but what we have that no one else has is ADM and Tate & Lyle, the ability to produce anything you want to produce. We know the Midwest Inland Port, you can ship anything to anywhere in the world from Decatur, Illinois. You have 100 million customers within 10 hours truck over Decatur, Illinois. And here in June of next year, when the IBRL lab at the U of I comes online, it'll connect the best research minds in the world, literally the best scientists for this anywhere in the world is sitting in Urbana already. His name's Professor Vijay Singh, professor, not the golfer. Everybody goes, did you get that right? I go, yeah, I got it right. But he is one of the brightest minds on this. And the lab is designed to complement our commercial partners and become an exploratory startup area where you can find new markets, new ideas, new technologies for corn and beans.
And so, and that's the bottom line for the farmer who's going to benefit out of this.
Oh, Randy, this is incredible because right between Decatur and Champaign is what? The best farm ground anywhere in the world. So, you know, it'll be great for new markets for our producers. But you know, if you look at what this does, it stabilizes, creates new markets for agriculture producers. It has the production, the manufacturing component, and also has the research, you know, almost tech sector component. So for us in Central Illinois, this is a huge deal, huge opportunity. And, you know, what Decatur has to offer is incredible. What Champaign has to offer is incredible. The agriculture in between is incredible. When you take those three, combine them together, you know, we've got something no one else in the world has to offer. And so I'm here today to tell that story.
And that's Senator Chapin Rose here at the Farm Progress Show.